He said, she said, or technically speaking and simply put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
I can see the sun coming through the window over the ridge. It's a beautiful day. I think we always say that every time we do SNU, don't we?
Well, not every single time, but pretty much. But it is an awfully gorgeous day today. The sun's shining. The sky is blue. But it is a little nippy out there.
Yes, it is. But that's okay, because if you dress for it,
it's fine. No problem.
Everything is no problemo. We had a nice walk yesterday. Just getting to know Vernon day by day. You know, walking gives you insight and a vantage point that you can't really get any way else.
That's right, exactly. And, you know, it's like sports. You need the right gear to play the sport. So when you're outside in the cold weather, you need the right gear. And then it makes it just much more pleasurable, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and no doubt about it. Zig Ziglar passed away, I just heard. I always liked him. He's one of my mentors that I never met, but read his books and liked listening to him. And he said, you got to have an attitude of gratitude.
There you go. Absolutely. Well, rest in peace, Zig Ziglar.
Right on. So what's cooking?
What's cooking is ruby red grapefruit and avocado salad. And the red ruby grapefruit is beautiful because it's February, Heart Month, and Valentine's.
And right? Because it is a reminder of Ruby.
That's right, exactly. So I made this little dish for you and Ruby a few times, and you guys quite liked it. So it's a published recipe now in my magazines. So the ruby red grapefruit and avocado salad, it really is deliciously versatile. You can have it for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And this unique concoction makes a wonderful companion to seafood, chicken, quinoa, or wild rice if you want to go strictly vegetarian. And it's refreshing, it's crunchy, it's smooth, it's sweet, and it's tangy. And when you guys were eating this, didn't you feel the alkaline forming?
I could feel it, baby.
It was like so darn refreshing. You know, it was like, wow, man, this is so healthy. And it's like grapefruit that's really filled with water content, and then the avocado, the high fat, which is really nice.
It's like an alkaline blanket that covers the acid waste.
There you go. Well, hello. I couldn't have said it better myself. Avocados have a number of splendid characteristics that make it a wise choice for athletes. One avocado contains 1,166 milligrams of potassium, wowzy, and 18 milligrams of sodium. So this provides an excellent ratio of 61-4 in favor of potassium. And that's which way we want to go, right?
Yeah, all natural food is always dominated, without exception, by potassium. All manufactured factory food is generally dominated by sodium, the reverse, the opposite.
Ideally, it's a 7-1 ratio, right?
Well, if you look at all the foods on the planet, you come up with that average ratio. So some are going to be much higher, and others are going to be lower, but that 7-1 ratio I call nature's perfect ratio.
There you go. And the high percentage of fat, which is 77%, it's a reliable source of vitamin K, vitamin E, and essential fatty acids, which help reduce inflammation. So when you're eating an avocado, you can remember all that. Avocados are extremely low glycemic index, which is number 4, which means they're ideal for stabilizing your blood sugar. So if you ever get like a hankering for something to eat and you're really tired but it's not quite dinner time, have an avocado, man. That will totally do the trick.
Yeah, just scoop it right out of the skin.
Yeah.
Cut it in half and scoop it out.
And that's what we're doing with little Riley right now, isn't it?
That's right. That's one of the first foods we are introducing, showing you how pure and non-toxic this plant is.
Right. So now we get to the grapefruit. And did you know that the grapefruit is actually classified as a berry?
It's a big berry.
It's a big berry. And they, our primary source of energy, is a low glycemic carb. So they're really, these little gems are just filled with water. They're an excellent source of many nutrients, antioxidants, and phytochemicals that contribute to a healthy diet, of course, and that's what we always want. They're a good source of vitamin C and bioflavonoids. And they contain the fiber pectin. And the pink and red hues contain beneficial antioxidant lycopene. And that's the talk of the town, the lycopene, right?
Yeah. I often will just peel a grapefruit and eat it like an orange.
Yes.
And it's satisfying. It's high in water volume. The potassium and the electrolytes inside of it are just great. wonderful for a between mealtime quick snack if you're on the road or whatever.
Just throw one in your purse. But every time either you or I have a grapefruit, you can smell it throughout the whole house. It's just like that so refreshing smell, the grapefruit. Anyway, the ruby red grapefruit and avocado salad, how I prepare this in a nutshell. It serves four people. Now, you can make it bigger if you want to make it a main course by adding, like I said, seafood or chicken or fish or whatever you want. Or you can make it smaller to add it as a little side dish. Two ripe avocados, one ruby red grapefruit, a quarter cup of red onion, a half a cup of goat feta cheese. Now, this is optional. And a half a cup of raw pumpkin seeds, or any other nut and seed that you prefer. Now, what you do is over a big bowl using a large knife, you carefully peel the grapefruits, making sure to remove all the white pith. And if you work over a large bowl, you can catch any of the juice, which is perfect to add the avocado in so it doesn't oxidize and go brown. And you want to cut along the sides of each membrane to release all the segments of the grapefruit. So you cut the grapefruit segments into about a half-inch cubes, remove the seeds and place in that mixing bowl. Then you want to cut the avocado into small pieces, preferably the same size as the avocado, so they're all uniform sizes. Then you want to crumble some nice goat feta cheese and sprinkle the pumpkin seeds into a bowl using a spoon and really gently toss this mixture together. I mean, you can add whatever topping you want on top of it, but what I like to do is add a spicy avocado dressing to it. So what I do is I use one part of extra virgin olive oil, one part of freshly squeezed lemon juice, one whole avocado, four cloves of garlic, and a teaspoon or more of red crushed chilies. Then I also add a tablespoon of unpasteurized honey and a little sea salt. And then blend it all up into the blender, and it makes kind of a light, greeny texture, beautiful, delicious, spicy, creamy avocado dressing, and you pour that over that salad, and it's absolutely delicious.
Yeah, when you were telling us you were mixing grapefruit with avo, I immediately thought, that's going to taste kind of weird, but I have to say, we just gobbled this up like there was no tomorrow. When you sink your teeth into it, and the texture, the mouthfeel, the aroma is just wonderful. It was a really nice appy, because I think you served that. That was actually kind of like a salad before our main meal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. But also, like maybe in the summertime, if you want to, you can have it with just that salad with ahi tuna or seared scallops or garlic prawns or some salmon. It's just absolutely lovely.
Right? It was fluffy, not stuffy.
There you have it. Absolutely. So why don't you give that a try? And if any of you want the exact recipe, it will be in Vista Magazine recipe, or I can email it to you, no problemo.
Yeah, and for me, I think looking at the serving suggestions you have listed, ahi tuna, garlic prawns, some kind of seafood would really tie one on with this one.
Like I said, if you wanted to make it vegetarian, you don't have to add the goat feta cheese. You can put it on top of wild rice or on top of quinoa, and you have a really nice vegetarian meal.
Yeah, no problems there. So mix and match.
That's right.
Your way to paradise.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Great recipe, dear. Now, who was last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Mr. Ryan Slay, CSNA.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yes, he's a graduate, and he's really, really turned his life around from when the first time that you had a chat with him. He didn't know where he really wanted to go, but he really liked the fitness. And he's just a whole new person, and he is a wonderful role model. We're so proud of Ryan. We really are. And he's uplifting. He's fit. He's doing what he loves to do in his life, and he's really making a difference in his own journey of self-discovery, but he's also helping a lot of other people as well. That's the beauty of it. That's the satisfaction.
Well, the prime factor, I think the gold in Ryan, is that he loves doing what he's doing. And he now gets it, because in his former work, he couldn't say that was true. And I'm convinced that anybody who doesn't absolutely love what they do in terms of making a living, we call it your vocation, your job, your work, you know, we meet someone and we say, what do you do? Now, if you don't love what you do, you're really missing out on human potential. And there is a lot of damage linked with that behavior in the human soul and the human condition. And with our health, I really think that the motivation and the ambition that we need to focus on health and wellness is intimately tied in with how you feel about yourself, where you work, and the kind of work that you do. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you have to love what you do. However, the bills need to get paid. So therefore, I mean, I've chatted with some girlfriends of mine, and I said, you know, if you don't like what you're doing, then you've got to change it. Well, I've got bills to pay and all this, but you know what? You live within your means, and you lower your overhead.
Yes, and also no one's saying that you have to quit tonight.
Exactly.
Although, let's say that your boss completely embarrassed you in front of your employees, or really degraded you, or denigrated you, or put you down, or somebody said something that is absolutely unforgiving.
Yes.
And you sit there and you take it and you swallow it. I think that that is what determines what you're made out of. And if you're fearless and you have faith in yourself and in life and in your ability, you'll stand up and just say thank you very much, pack up your bags and walk out the door. Now, that's the kind of person that Providence respects. And something happens, something spectacular happens inside of them. And then opportunity comes, and they change their view of life because they stood up against the man, against the forces of evil, more or less, and they didn't use their fear of not making the money as an excuse to swallow that type of terrible treatment.
Well, exactly, absolutely. And Dr. Colgan has over his equestrian center, when you first go in, it says, fortune favors the bold. So, you know, you sometimes... being bold and brave and daring and having courage, you know, you will seek out what you need to do. And serendipity comes into play.
Well, as you know, I had an experience in my life very similar to that, and I didn't quit that night because I had a family to feed and all the rest of it. But you know what? And I was in a position where I could walk away and think about what happened and evaluate that. But then the plan goes into action, and then you begin to change inside. So you can also think once or twice or three times, take your time, walk around the block, and then say, okay, you know, I've got to move away from this kind of work or the people that I'm working with because they're very toxic, they're bringing me down, and or maybe the job itself is very toxic, you know, like working in a mine or a resin factory or something.
Right. Well, it ends up, which will help sustain you, is the fact that you think to yourself, this job that I'm doing right now is a means to an end. And I don't even like the word job. I like the word as a career. It's what you do with your passion. A job is you go to something and then you come home and it's over with, right? It's like Ruby always says, she goes, I don't know, I just work here.
Yeah.
You know how people say that? I don't know what's going on, I just work here.
I know. You walk into a health food store and you ask Ruby where the vitamin B complex is, and she says, I don't know, I just work here.
But she's teasing, of course, but you know, how many times have we gone out there? Every time we go out into the world, and I'm just talking about walking down the street, going into a business, people who don't own that business don't give two hoots about it.
Isn't that true?
Really. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I'm just very fussy about service and the way people treat me and what they have to offer. And if they can't answer the question, will they go out of their way and answer it for me? And you know what's really interesting is the fact I found people don't ask questions. So therefore, I ask questions about something when I'm going to go buy something or get involved in. And you look like a real, they make you feel like a real a-hole when you're asking questions. It's like, I'm just asking a question because I want to know the answer. But, you know, I guess most people don't ask questions. So therefore, I don't, I'm not very popular. Let's put it that way.
Well, also you put them in a position where they have to answer the question and they don't know the answer.
Yes.
So because they weren't told, they weren't trained, they're just thrown to the dogs, more or less. That's how most people are trained in this world. The employers just throw them to the dogs and say, okay, go do it.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
they've got no training, and then they train people, and they can't train those people because they have no training. You know, no. You know what the acronym for job is?
What?
Just over broke.
I never heard that before.
Yeah, I have. I heard someone talk about that and reflect on the significance of what it is that you do our origin is survival in the wilderness, right? So your job was hunting, gathering, fishing, farming. Your job was to get the food that you need to eat. That was your job, right?
Yeah. Oh, I bet. Yeah.
And then you expended energy, and you didn't get something for nothing. It was impossible, because nature doesn't give anyone or anything anything for nothing. You have to earn it, right?
Absolutely. So this goes back to Ryan. And Ryan, see what you did? You brought all of this up because of you. And your journey, your personal journey of self-discovery brought a lot of this up. So we just want you to know that we're very proud of you, and you keep doing what you're doing. And we expect great things from you. We don't expect them. We know you should expect them from yourself, but you are totally going to shine. You are a shining star.
Yeah, he's the man.
He's the man.
Okay, now, CHI, what is our current and present update?
Well, CHI update for me, I'm still giving my dance workshops on Saturdays. I work a full day Saturday, and I'm having a blast. I did Bollywood workshops, and they became very extremely popular, who'd have thought, and because Bollywood is very popular. So I'm going to be continuing those in the month of February. Plus, I'm very eclectic, and I really like to do different things. I couldn't just do one dance. I'm doing this month merengue and also American tango. So I'm grateful that I can change it up like that. Also, our little granddaughter Riley has now two bottom teeth. She's 6 months old, and she's getting her two top teeth.
That's right, because she bit me the other day. She likes to bear down, you know, when they're teething. They like to, you stick anything in their mouth and they'll just clamp down.
Well, their little jaws are strong, you know.
Oh, yeah, and that really hurt, too, because she bit down, and I always play with her. I stick my thumb in her mouth, and she bites down, but this time she had a couple of teeth sticking out.
Well, you get what you deserve.
Wowzer.
So, teeth coming in means it's time for food. She's been exclusively breastfed for 6 months now, and she will continue to be breastfed for 1 year, Ruby's going to do it for. But we started her, as I mentioned earlier, on avocados, some yams, papaya, and we've given her some nice fresh carrot juice mixed with water, of course, and some vitamin C powder. I made her some applesauce, and I mixed some vitamin C powder. And then the yams, I mixed vitamin C powder. I love that vitamin C powder, man. That goes in everything.
It's universal. I just thought of something. Time for food, but don't bite the boob.
Well, yeah, that's why.
Mothers have to teach. Ruby was telling me that the other day, that she's got to teach Riley not to bite her boob because it hurts like hell, she said.
Well, Ruby did it to me.
Yeah, right. That's called karma, right?
Well, this is why you don't breastfeed all day long now. You start incorporating some food. But, you know, you learn when they're ready. They start grabbing. They start looking. They open their mouth up. So it's time for some food. But, you know, you want to make sure that the diet stays very clean.
And she's reaching out and grabbing you, and she's got those damn little nails, too, right? So they dig into you, so we got to cut those nails.
Yeah. So we're having fun with that. So what's on your update?
Well, training is going really well. It's still injury-free. Expanding now into multiple exercises, multiple sets, higher reps, and it's a real challenging workout. It's different than lifting heavy. You know, when you go in and do triples or sixes when you squat, it's an entirely different sensation or feel. I quite like it, actually, because what you do is you line up, I do like 5 sets of squats on a leg day, high reps, 12 to 20, and that sort of breaks you down and gets you ready now for the tri-sets, which are, in this case, 3 different exercises that you do in a row. So I do some thigh extension, 20, 30 reps, and just burn those suckers. Then with minimal rest, before you fully recover, you go to the leg curl station, pound out 20 reps on that, and then you do, in this case, some seated calf raises. Again, high reps, nice, long, stretchy movements, full range of motion, taking your time, but just grinding, squeezing, pushing. And remember, where there is lactic acid and burn, there is growth hormone release.
Mm-hmm.
So the saying, no pain, no gain, is absolutely true. If you don't feel the pain of that burn, then you're not fulfilling the potential of the fiber development.
Well, I'm already exhausted just thinking about it. But, you know, we should come up with a new slogan. No pain, and I don't think it's really pain, the lactic acid. It's a burn, so you have to say no burn, no something. So we'll think of something.
Well, people think of pain as being bad, and in actuality, it's not. It's a very beneficial trait or characteristic of our physiology. Without pain, we would get into all kinds of trouble. You know, like,
but I mean, this is, okay, but you know what I'm saying, though, right? With the no pain, no gain, some people really do hurt themselves in the gym, right? So we need to come up with something. It's a burn. It's a good burn. Without that good burn, there's
don't
no...
Don't turn from the burn.
No what?
Don't turn from the burn.
Oh, there you go. Okay. That's right. There you go. Which releases growth hormone. So we got to add something in. So if anybody can pick up a good little slogan, then we can use that. For
yeah, and of course, I'm very excited about Camp Hawaii. Mr. Hawaii is June 8th. Our camp is June 10th to the 12th. It's going to be great. We're going to hike up Coco Head and look out at one of the most beautiful views in the entire world. Then we'll head down the volcano, the backside, and go down to Sandy Beach and rip it up with some fantastic body surfing at Sandy Beach. And then we'll jump back on the beach bus back to Waikiki and let the fun and the party and the games begin.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. That
yeah.
sounds like a fun time.
Any time is Hawaii time in my time.
No kidding. Very relaxed atmosphere. You're going to be giving a lot of lectures, and hopefully we can get Derek Daniels to give a dance class, and we've got this other fellow that we know. He'll be doing the boot camp on the beach. A lot of things we have planned out, but it's a very relaxed atmosphere, and you're really going to enjoy it. So hopefully we'll see you there.
Absolutely. Sounds like a plan. Okay, that's great. Tracy, my dear, what is your final word?
My final word is by Aristotle. Man is a goal-seeking animal. His life only has meaning if he is reaching out and striving for his goals.